So, Father God, we just thank you this morning, Father God, as we gather together for the word, Father God. And, Father God, we want to thank you for this platform, Father God. As you know, Father God, that some of us can't make it to the building. And one of this morning, I wouldn't have made it to the building, Father God. So we thank you for this platform to hear the word, Father God, to hear your message, Father God, to hear the what you have put in the pastor's mind to give us today, Father God, because we know whatever you give her, she gives to us, Father God. So we just want to thank you for that this morning, Father God. We thank you for each and every one here this morning, Father God, for the one that will listen later, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, and we give you praise this morning, Father God. And we pray that whatever goes forth today, Father God, that we don't leave here the same as we came, Father God. And we just pray, Father God, that more will join us, Father God, and hear the words, Father God. More recovering addicts, Father God. We're looking for the sick. We're looking for the sick, Father God. We want those souls, Father God, who don't know you but willing to know you, Father God. We want those souls, Father God, that don't want to know you, Father God, but we talk them into it, Father God. So we just thank you. We just thank you this morning. We give you all praise. We give you all honor, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone say amen.
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 All right, Dr. Carson. This is not wanting us to praise you, but we bind up the devil this morning. We take authority over everything that he would try to do to distract, to disrupt, to discourage. We bind you up, Satan. You are a lying spirit, and we will not tolerate your presence. So we take authority over you now in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. This is against you, and we command you to flee from us now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable in your sight, O God. We thank you, Father God, that whatever is done here will bring glory and honor to you. We know that it's not by power, and it's not by might, but it's by the Holy Spirit of God. And so we give you glory and honor and praise, and we believe we received everything that we asked for. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So praise the Lord. We're going to just not let the devil discourage us this morning. I had played all of those songs last night, and there was no difficulty. So I know the devil is just trying to take over here. And we're not going to let him do it. He's not going to be able to do it. We're going to go on with our service. And so we're going to talk this morning about seven unders that have put you over. We're going to talk about some unders that have put you over, because the devil is always, as you can see, trying to put us under. That's where he wants us. But we're not going to be under. We're going to be over. And so, we want to look at some scripture that will help us do that this morning. So, you can find Psalms 91, Psalms 17, and Psalms 36, and we'll go over those. So, people are continually looking for that special something that'll give them an edge in life. And they're looking for an advantage, something that will raise them to a higher level of living. And people don't want to be under the weather, under pressure, and under the circumstances. People want to rise above the challenges and the pressures of life and enjoy God's blessings and the victory he offers his children. So we don't want to be under, we are always. Want to be over. So in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, Moses told God's people that if they would diligently obey his voice and observe carefully all of his commandments, that he would set them on high above all nations of the earth. And then in verse 13, Moses said, And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe. And if you go in that Deuteronomy 28, you will find many positive faith statements in that particular chapter. And this one, of course, is that the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And of course, that's what we want to be. We want to be the head, not the tail, because that's what God created us to be. So we're going to look at some principles from Scripture that will also convey some concepts of the term under. We want to understand about that under, because we already pretty much understand about overs. So we want to look at under a little more. So we'll talk about each of these unders, and when they're practiced by the believer, will result in a particular Christian going over the top. So we're talking about what is under that will put you over this morning. And so we need to stay under the shadow of the Almighty. And Psalms 91, verses 1 through 4, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Psalms 17 and 8. Eat me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. Psalms 36 and 7. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. And the thought here is, in times of trouble, there is no place to be, better place to be, than in the perfect will of God. When situations seem threatening, the believer can look to the protection and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Remember that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. That's Psalms 34 and 7. Look to God, remember his promises, and trust in him at all times. Number two, we want to stay under grace. Romans 6, 14 and 15. We want to stay under grace. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. And so the thought here is, grace is not the divine permission to do wrong. Rather, it is a divine empowerment to do what is right. The Christian was never intended to be a slave of sin. The law never gave man power to overcome sin. It merely defined sin and revealed to man that he was already a sinner. Well, when God's grace came through Jesus, it not only liberated man from sins that had already been committed, but it empowered the believer to rise victoriously above not only the penalty, but also the power. We are not under the power of sin. Jesus redeemed us from that, and the blood that was shed at Calvary, we'll be celebrating Resurrection Sunday in just a week or so. And so we need to understand about this. We are not under the power of sin. I will say that again. So Satan, we keep Satan under our feet. That's number three. And Romans 16 and 20 says, The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. We need to keep Satan under our feet. And when he tries to rise up and he tries to direct traffic in our lives, we take authority over him. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 says, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things in the church, talking about Jesus, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The thought here is believers should never see himself, or believers should never see himself or herself as being under Satan's power and dominion. The believer is in Christ. The believer is a part of the body of Christ. All things, all powers, all principalities have been conquered by Jesus. They are all under him. And since we are in Christ, we have authority and dominion over all of Satan's power in Jesus. So Satan has no power over us. And, you know, we have this comedian. Y'all are all too young to know about this comedian. His name was Flip Wilson. And he did this thing about the devil.
The devil made me do that.
The devil can't make you do nothing. If you do something that is not of God, it's not because the devil made you, because he doesn't have any power over you. We surrender to him, and we shouldn't. So we need to understand that. Keep Satan under your feet. That's what we want to make sure that we understand, that we need to keep him under our feet. And then we have to learn how to keep our flesh under. You see, that flesh is that sinful part of us. We talk about flesh. And it's the sinful part of us. It's that part of us that still wants to do the things that we did before we knew Jesus Christ. And so we need to understand we have to keep that flesh under. That flesh feels pleasurable. That's what the Word of God says. But it's not. And it's detrimental to our salvation and to our walk with the Lord. And so we need to understand that. So 1 Corinthians 9 and 27 says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest it by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. And I first learned about this scripture in 1 Corinthians 9 and 27. A young man that was the same age as Eric, that was raised in the church that I raised my children in, was called to the ministry. And he came back to St. John. That was the church that I was going to. And he came back to be ordained at the church where he was called. But the person that preached the sermon before his ordination was E.K. Bailey. This man was a firehouse preacher from Texas. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, one of Patsy's sons went to that church that he founded. He is no longer living. But anyway, he preached from this text. He preached the ordination sermon from this text. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself shall be a castaway. And you see, that's the key, and it's not only just for us that are ordained and called to fivefold ministry, but it speaks to all of us, because you can rest assured, if you see somebody and you witness to them about how good God is, won't the devil come along and try to make you look like you lie, to cause you to do something that's out of character for a Christian, to say something, you know? And we just have to be careful of that. Keep that body under, that's what it is. Keep that flesh under. Don't let the devil take away what God has given us. And the thought is, your body is not evil. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's found in 1 Corinthians 6:19. We are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. The Apostle Paul calls this our reasonable service, and you can find that in Romans 12:1. However, your body was never meant to rule. Your body is your servant, not your master. In Galatians 5, we see that there are two routes we can take as Christians. We can yield to fleshly dominance, or we can yield to our spiritual nature. God has clearly called us to be spiritual, to be governed by the Word of God and the influence of the Holy Spirit. In doing this, we must often keep our body under and bring it into subjection. You know, our body, we just don't realize how many demands your body makes on you. I'm hungry, I'm tired, I don't want to go, I wish you'd leave me alone. All of those things is what the body says to us. And many times, the body has its way. The flesh has its way. We have to learn how to say no to the flesh. And one of the ways that I have found that helps me keep that under control is by fasting and praying. Now, some folks don't want to do that because it means I can't eat today. I can't eat till 5 o'clock. I can't eat till 12 o'clock. I have to have some coffee in the morning, I used to say years ago. You don't have to have that coffee. You can have your cake. You don't have to have it right now. You put that flesh under and spend some time in prayer where you sitting up eating all that food. You can spend that time in prayer. Now, I'm not trying to make you do anything. I'm just saying that if you want to learn how to put that flesh under, that's one of the ways that you can do that. Because the more you fast and pray, the more in tune you get with spiritual things. And so you might want to think about that. I haven't called to fast in a long time, but I need to tell you all that. I, for months since this pandemic began, years I guess now, I don't partake of food until after 12 o'clock on most days. Once in a while now, I went to breakfast with my son this past week, and I did eat before noon, but I normally don't eat a solid food before noon. And that's my reasonable service that we talked about in Romans 12:1. So we need to know that. Then we need to stay under authority. We don't lack authority. We ought to be our own boss. I remember when I was a kid, I said, when I get grown, I'm not letting nobody tell me what to do. Well, that's a lie, because the law is the law. You break the law, somebody gonna tell you what to do. And you're gonna go on a job, and if you don't do that right, somebody gonna tell you what to do. So that's a fable, it's a lie. And so we have to know that we need to stay under authority. Matthew 8:5-13, when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man of authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. I say, And I say with unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. As thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that selfsame hour. The thought here is some people are very rebellious. They don't want to be submitted to anyone. Even if they put on the appearance of submitting outwardly, they continue to carry an inward rebellion. Pride and rebellion cause people to be at odds against all types of authority. Being properly submitted to civic leaders, to employers, and to spiritual leaders does not bring bondage. Rather, it brings blessing into the life of the believer. We need to understand that, saints, because some of us are so rebellious. Can't tell me what to do. I'm not following that preacher. He or she wants to tell me what to do. They want to tell me what the Bible said. I don't need nobody to tell me that. And that's the attitude that causes them to miss God. So we need to know that rebellion is not of God. Being rebellious is not of God. So we need to stay under the blood. Exodus 12 and 23 says, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your house to strike you. You see, that was what I was watching last night when I went over to Sister Patsy. Well, I was watching, she was watching that movie, The Exodus. That's not what the movie was called, but it's about the children of Israel. God causes Moses to lead the children of Israel out of bondage, out of Egypt. And this presentation that I saw last night, I've seen several films, but this one was quite interesting because it gave you a real good understanding of Pharaoh's attitude and how he lost his child died when the death angel came through, everything that he had was on the line. You see, there's nothing more powerful than the God we serve. We have to know that. So we need to stay under the blood. We need to know that God's had his son shed blood at Calvary for us, and that blood never loses its power. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The thought here is we should never neglect to be thankful for the continual influence of the blood of Jesus Christ. There's an old song that we sing in some of the churches at the communion table. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath that blood lose all their guilty stain. And then there's another song that reminds us that the blood shall never lose its power. While we should strive to live righteously before God, we should never fail to be thankful for the continual cleansing that is available to us through the power of Jesus' blood. That blood never loses its power. How long ago my Savior hung on the cross and shed his blood. But that blood is still powerful even yet today. So we need to stay under the We need to stay under the mighty hand of God, and that's 1 Peter 5 and 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And one of the great thinkers, spiritual thinkers of our time, Augustine, said, there is something in humility which strangely exalts the heart. In one sense, Christianity is a paradox, and we go up going down, or we go over by going under. One who does not trust in God or acknowledge him may strive relentlessly to reach the pinnacle of success. However, without God's help, he will ultimately fall. The man who honors God, that man is men, male and female. The man that honors God and acknowledges him in all things will have God's help, aid, and assistance. Always remember that God is interested in lifting you up. Maintain an humble attitude in all things. Be sure you give God credit and glory for all of the good that comes into your life. Even though your efforts may have been involved in whatever blessing you experience, just remember whose air it was you were breathing while you were working. And remember who gave you the strength and the knowledge and the gifts to make you success, your success possible. You see, we can't take any credit for ourselves, because if it were not for God, where would we be? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but we can do nothing without God. We are limited in everything. If God is not helping us, we can't do it. We can't do it. That's why we fail so long, because we tried to live without God. We tried to think that we don't need God. Well, yes, you do. We all need God. So God wants to put you over in life. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. He wants you to be above and not beneath. Now, you have a part to play in your position in life. God told you specific things that you can do in order to be raised up to the level of life he wants you to enjoy. He instructed each of us to do these things. Stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Stay under grace. Keep Satan under our feet. Keep our flesh under. Stay under authority. Stay under the blood. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. So I know that when we do our part, God will definitely do his part. I just know that if we are willing and obedient, that's what the scripture says, we will eat the good of the land. So that's my message this morning, saints. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. And of course, look forward to having this on Resurrection Sunday, and encourage others that you know to join us. We won't be gathering together, but we'll still be on Zoom. But we want to spend our time together. I know that some of you have family and you have other invitations to other ministries, but I look forward to seeing most of you on Resurrection Sunday right here on Zoom at Bread of Life Evangelistic Outreach. And we just thank you so much. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your love and your faithfulness. We thank you for your giving. Some of you are just so faithful in your giving. You mail those tithes. And I just thank you for that, because we do plan at once again when the Lord says it's time to have a place to be together, and we'll continue the Zoom when we do that. But thank God for your support and your obedience. And so with that said, I'm going to ask Reverend to dismiss us. I want you to have a beautiful day in the Lord. Be safe, and we'll see you soon.
Amen. Amen. So, Pastor, I didn't forget my offerings that I'm gonna stick in the mail. I wrote out the check. I just didn't stick it in the mail because it ain't like the old days where it was a mailbox on almost every other corner. So I have to go to this post office down here. But yes, they will be in. And for those who don't know, you can send them to 2301 Cooley Avenue. Right now, apartment 325, I hear that's going to change. East Palo Alto, California, 94303. And that is important. And thank you for that sermon because, see, God wants us to be above. God wants us to be above and not beneath. See, he wants Satan to be beneath. And the way to get above is by putting Satan beneath. See, we don't want Satan in the front of us because then he try to guide us. We don't want Satan on the side of us because then he try to whisper in our ear. We don't want Satan behind us because then he try to push us forward to do things we ain't ought to be doing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So we have to keep Satan beneath our feet. And God allows us to do that. So thank you for that that message. And we always got to remember that Satan is looking at us because he don't like what we're doing right now. You know, most of us used to be out there doing other stuff. But now we don't work for Satan no more. We don't work for him no more. We ain't on his side no more. And he ain't happy with that. So he attacks us a little bit more than others. So we must keep him beneath our feet. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the messenger, Father God. And I know I'm not leaving here the same as I came, Father God, because I got that message, Lord. We know we need to keep Satan beneath us, Father God, not on the side, not in the back, and definitely not in the front, Father God. So we thank you for that message as we need to carry that with us everywhere we go, Father God. We thank you for each and everyone here today, Father God. We thank you for the family members that are represented here today, Father God. And we pray, Father God, as we know, Father God, that Resurrection Sunday is approaching, Father God, next Sunday. And we ask the pastor to bring the word for that Sunday, Father God, for that Easter Sunday, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, because we know he died for our sins. He died for us, Father God. So many, many years ago, Father God, he put Satan beneath our feet, Father God. So we thank you, Lord. And as we go on our week, Father God, we pray that there you are in the midst, Father God. So this morning, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you all the glory because we know that all the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And everyone say amen.
Amen. And I just want to shout out to Miss Aisha Stevens, whom I haven't seen for a long time, but I'm glad you joined us. And we're here every Sunday, so please don't be a stranger. All right. Love y'all.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a blessed week now.
Okay. I'll be mailing mine also Friday, Pastor.
All right. Well, you know you're faithful, and so I just thank you for being faithful.
All right, everybody. I'll be mailing mine off Thursday when I'm off.
All right,
thank
God.
Okay.
Enjoy your day and thank God for your obedience.
All righty, everybody.
All right, everyone.
Amen.